KLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The Commission Scolaire de Montréal will hold a pet day for all of its institutions on Friday, September 27th, so staff and students can take part in the major climate change rally scheduled to take place in Montreal next week. The Commission Scolaire said that this exceptional move on its part reflects a desire to support the cause of the climate emergency. One of the organizers of the climate march said he hopes other school boards will follow the Commission Scolaire's lead. Likewise, several universities, including Concordia, the University of Montreal, and the University of Sherbrooke, have cancelled afternoon classes to facilitate student participation in the march. Starting a new parliamentary session in Quebec City, Premier François Legault has given federal party leaders a list of demands for Quebec, a list aligned with the CAQ's nationalist agenda. Legault says he wants federal powers to ensure Quebec is free to make its own choices in all areas related to its existence. Quebec demands more power over immigration, including full control over the number of immigrants in each category, as well as the conditions of permanent residency. The list also urges federal leaders to respect Bill 21 and commit not to challenge it in court. In addition, Quebec demands application of Bill 101 to all businesses under federal jurisdiction, as well as management of the single income tax. Premier Legault reiterated before the National Assembly, quote, "I want the federal parties to commit to respecting Quebec's choices in these areas, which are fundamental for our nation." Amazon confirmed that the new Lord of the Rings television series will be filmed in New Zealand. The television adaptation will explore new storylines preceding the first trilogy, The Fellowship of the King. Amazon Studios said in a statement that it had found a, quote, "majestic location with world-class sets." Few details have been revealed about the high-budget project, but there has been speculation Amazon could spend up to $1 billion on the series, according to Sky News. Production would begin in the city of Auckland in the coming months. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! He is in the house! DJ 610 is in the house! Caribbean Kalaloo is in the house!
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Kalaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie. We'll be right back. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome, welcome once more to Caribbean Callaloo. Today and tomorrow will be the last day of our funding drive here at CJLO. And I hope everybody who listens to us every week, all the time, every time, at least donated something to us here. I am going to put together some of the names of the people who actually donated. Last week we had a nice show outside of the studio, right out in the hallway. Yeah, man. We had the West Cairn dancers. We had a lot of... Wow, let me just fix this. Yeah, man. We had Caribbean Voices, Julian McIntosh, Slim Thing. Oh, somebody say don't call she Slim Thing anymore. Well, I don't know. She's slim, what do you want me to tell you? Yes, we have her. I'm going to get her name together and tell you. Yeah? And all the way from Trinidad and Tobago, we had the Empress. And she really impressed us here in Montreal. She just feels she could pop up anytime. And she just made a pop up and impress us. Thank you, Empress. Yes, thank you for all of you who came in and help us raise some money right here. And boy, it was nice. Oh yes, yeah man, we're gonna get into the program right away and we're gonna talk all about you should be donating. And I give you the number now so you can call, and if you haven't made a donation yet to our funding drive, 514-848-7471. All right, and we're gonna be playing some music to start our show. And, you know, we always had to do something gospel. Lino Simmons. All right. We know that you donated some money to us last week also. And she came here and put on a beautiful, beautiful show. You have a very, very lovely album and you should be supported. And she has a show coming up also. And I hope I can find all my paperwork because I was so busy from last week. Oh my, let's hear how Lena Simmons sounds like.
Came into my life, I'm not the woman I used to be. You took my sins away, I'm not the woman I used to be. You turned my life around, I'm not the woman I used to be. You took my pain and sins away and turned them into joy. I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm not that woman. Joy, and you make me whole. You took the dark clouds away and you shine into my life. I was accused. never take me down. Since you came into my life, I'm not the woman I used to be. You took my sins away, I'm not the woman I used to be. You turned my life around, I'm not the woman I used to be.
Oh yes, she's not the woman she used to be. Yeah, man, she talking about since he came into her life. She's speaking about Jesus Christ. Since she accept Jesus Christ in her life, she's not the woman I used to be. You know what happened? Because she have a better man in Jesus Christ. She's not the woman she used to be. All right. Lona Simmons. Now we're gonna get into Sophia Sinclair Campbell. Oh yes. Yeah, man, here she is. How great is our God? Donna Thompson Hall, she is going to be in Montreal at a big gospel concert. Oh, yes. September the 28th. Sing with me. Sing with her.
How great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing
Sing with her, sing with her, please.
How great is our God.
Oh yes, I gotta tell you something about this lovely lady that's singing right now. Yeah man, give him praise. Yeah man. Men's Gospel Choir here in Montreal, Union United Church Men's Fellowship Group is celebrating their 20th anniversary. And as they present, give him praise. Yeah man. It's a gospel concert where Dr. Oliver Jones is going to be in attendance, and this lovely lady who's singing right now. Oh yes. Donna Thompson Hall is going to be there, and she has a great performance. Performance.
He is our God.
And this is going to be on Sunday, September the 28th, over there at, it's going to be where? At the Oscar Peterson Hall, right across here, 7141 Sherbrooke Street, West. So, hey, come on and support that. Big, 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 big show every year. They're celebrating 20 years anniversary. All right. So we go.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. Let's have a Holy Ghost song.
Well, I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified. I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified. The devil had a hold on me. Jesus came along and brought me victory. I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified. Help me sing, I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified.
Oh yes.
I've been changed, I've been sanctified. The devil had a hold on me. Jesus came along and brought me victory. I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified.
Zena Edwards.
What more can I ask for? But Jesus Christ, my Savior. And in Him, this satisfaction is guaranteed. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cause the blind to see. One day's coming back for you and me. I've been changed, I've been sanctified. Somebody
I've
sing
washed, I've been changed.
Right now I'm sanctified. Never out of all of me. Jesus came along with my victory. I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified. Oh, what more can I ask for? But Jesus Christ, my Savior. In Him this satisfaction, it's guaranteed. Heal the sick, and erase the dead, and it causes blind to see. One day's coming back for you and me. I wanna sing, I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified. Oh, I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified. Jesus came along, I'm having victory. I've been washed, I've been changed, I've been sanctified.
So listen to Concordia University Radio, CJLO. We're going to be back. Caribbean Callaloo is in the house. Call a friend to tell a friend, because if you haven't donated to our funding drive, this is the time you could do that. 514-848-7471. Yep, we need to stay on air, and we need your help for us to stay on air. Please call in and give some donations. You know, we take from a dollar right up to whatever you can give. 514-848-7471.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, October 3rd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. The expo opens at 3 p.m., but come as early as 2 p.m. to catch the feature seminar. For more information, check out our website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Kiss, 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 kiss. for your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news. Tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More Fire! More Fire!
You've drawn me close to you,
close to you,
and I'll never let you go. I lay it all down again to hear you say we're more than friends. You are my desire. You help me find my way to bring me closer to you. Drawn me close to you,
close to you,
and I'll never let you go. I lay it all down again to hear you say we're more than friends. You are my heart's desire.
Oh yes, how you doing? How you doing? Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo.
Good afternoon. I'm calling to make a pledge to the registration from the Netball Federation.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you to the, doing that. And if you hold a second, I'm going to be taking your information off air. And thank you for calling in.
And,
we ask every organization like your organization to just give us a call and make a donation, please.
Yes.
Yeah, no man. Thank you. Just hold a sec, okay there?
Okay. All right. All right.
is Sister Bev out of Trinidad and Tobago. Happy days. I tell you something. Everybody wants to get married to Jesus, isn't it? I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah, but
you just have to try to.
Did you listen to Curtis this morning?
I didn't get to listen. I went to sleep at 5 o'clock this morning. So I like to sleep through until I wake up.
Yeah,
and I'm a hard man to wake up.
He gave a story this morning. You know, he talked about Jesus and what your beliefs are, what Lazarus' belief was and everything like that. But, you know, everybody wants to believe. You know, he doesn't really care about your emotions. He cares about how you believe, what you believe, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Doesn't
believe.
Care how you feel.
Yeah, man. And you could praise him every way.
All the time.
Yeah, man. Anytime, all the time.
All the
time.
You
know something? I don't know. The light is not shining on me here today. And I can't read this thing.
For some reason.
I don't know where they put the light because...
The bulbs have changed.
Yeah, they changed it around. So, you know, we have the funeral for Martin Albino.
No,
Alwin Albino. Martin Albino's brother. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Well, you know.
Martin will get you for that.
Martin, well, boy. You know, Martin said, must he jumping around and playing a steel band and say, let me see if I'm still alive. I don't know what 610 talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, you're still alive. You know, your brother has passed on and did a lot for the community. Started the steel band music in our community, in the schools here in Montreal.
Right.
And, you know, you could probably say in Canada.
I remember when he was at Westmount, you know, and my son used to go there and practice. And he just, like, went into different field, actually, you know. But Mr. Albino. Right. I'm mixing up Martin and
Well, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they look alike. We've seen them alike. They've been doing, you know something? The first time a steel band came to Canada in 1968.
Yeah.
It came with Martin.
And you know,
brother.
I would not be surprised to see how many people from the islands will come to this funeral.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, the first time steel band music came to Canada was through
the Albino family.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, we have to you know, they thing. They put it in the schools, and now they're even teaching the older people who wanted to do it long time ago.
Exactly.
And they're still learning to play and playing well.
Yeah.
And they have a big show coming up
next weekend.
So everything is happening next weekend then.
At the Caribbean Food Factory next Sunday, actually.
Okay, and next Saturday is Alwin's funeral.
Yeah.
And it's Saturday the 28th of September, and it's at the Saint Jean Beaufort Church.
Beaubeuf.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Beaubeuf.
Well, when I go to church, I look for food. So I have to say buffet.
Yeah. It's right on the corner of Bishop Power and George.
Uh-huh.
You know, right opposite what is that, the Metro supermarket, or I don't know, some supermarket that's at the corner right there.
Uh-huh.
But it's gonna be at 10 a.m. next Saturday.
Okay.
And I will be going to that funeral, you know.
Yep.
And if I can't make it here on time, well then.
Okay, it's at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Starts at 10 a.m. and there will be a reception at Caribbean Paradise
on Newman 8080 Newman.
They didn't put the address itself of the church in it.
Well, well, this is it, you know. Mm-hmm. Saint John Beaubeuf is right at the corner of Bishop Power and George, right? 7777 George. Right,
Bishop Power.
And you know, you can park in the parking lot, or you can go to the Metro. A Metro supermarket right opposite the street, and there's a big parking lot there.
Mm-hmm.
But don't block the driveway for the Metro trucks that's coming in, because the priests always tell us, you know, on Sunday mornings, you know, the city is very, very upset for that, you know.
Yeah.
And now the cops are giving tickets
to church.
No, if you block the Metro driveway,
oh, okay,
right, for them to deliver their food.
They deliver food on Sundays?
Huh? Yes, yeah, yeah. They make the big deliveries on Sundays, okay. You know.
So. All right, so that means the food is always fresh then?
Always, right. always. And there's some new condominiums that's building right there, yeah, you know. So you got to be really careful in parking and, right. You know, your ticket. The way how the tickets are being supplied right now by the police. And the cops are always there anyway watching you. And if you don't do it right, they're going to point you in the right directions as to how to park your car. So there's a big parking lot right there. And you don't have to pay anything. It's free for everyone.
All right.
So that's next Saturday at 10 a.m. sharp. Right? They're going to be, canceling most of the stuff that goes on Saturday mornings there. Because
yeah,
I know
because is that the 7 day one?
No. Oh, it's Catholic.
Catholic, okay.
Yeah, Catholic. And I know there's a yard sale that's going on next weekend anyway. So
it's okay. You go to a funeral, buy your buy whatever you have to buy.
Exactly. And you get some good stuff in the yard sale. Actually, you know.
So we're gonna give Alwin a big send off, a good send off.
Yes, and week. The church is big enough.
Yep,
church is big enough for sure. So he was a great giant of the music industry, you know. Many people will miss him, you know. I know he was away for a while and he came back to Montreal. And, you know, it's very funny, because, like, you know, he wasn't, his health, his illness wasn't too well and whatever. But he left where he was to come back to Montreal, you know, to say goodbye to us.
That's good.
Which is really, really, really nice, you know. So we will give him a good send-off next week.
Yep, and we want to thank all the performers who came in last week and help us push off our funding drive.
Oh, the West Can dancers were amazing.
Amazing. Also the Caribbean Voices.
Yes.
They did a wonderful job.
And Mr. Julian McIntosh, you know.
And
the Caribbean Voices, like you said, you know.
And also Miss Lino Simmons.
Yes.
I don't care what I say, she named Slim Thing to me.
She has one pong extra.
She have an extra pong. Where you saw that extra pong?
In the arms.
In the arms?
And also Mr.
So
Trump.
So if you bother she too much, she could cough you down then. I saw the pong in a different place. And I ain't one pong. I saw about 10 pongs.
She will get you for that.
She get me. Well, we can't call she Slim Thing anymore. But soon is put on pong Slim Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know who I think should have been here? Love Man Kent, you know?
Yeah, he was in at the time in Toronto. Right. He was in Toronto.
Okay. So we'll excuse him for that.
Yep.
You know? So many, many people that were supposed to be here did not show up, you know?
How about Mr. Nato Brown.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
These guys, they're always over here asking for
support
and we're asking for support now and we can't hear them.
Right.
All the organization, the Grenada organization, the St. Vincent's organization,
but they might tell you they were away for the weekend, so they didn't know anything.
Somebody from the organization ain't one man.
Exactly.
Somebody could take it upon the head and say, yes, I am going to do it, and tell them to send the money to
CGLO. But you know, when they come, we will remind them.
Yep.
You know, to support our funding drive. And we can still, you know, they can still donate their monies.
Yeah, you can donate it anytime. It doesn't. Yeah, we would like to have it before the by now on Monday at the latest.
Exactly.
Because to get it by now on Monday, that means you're in there for the prizes.
Exactly.
If you do it after Monday, you wouldn't get the prizes, but we would still get your donation.
Exactly. The 23rd is the closing date for the raffle tickets, when the raffle will be drawn on next Thursday. So I guess whoever wins the prizes.
Oh, next Thursday is drawing?
Yes.
All right.
So whoever wins the prizes, the managers will give us a list or something, or help us out in the names to let us know.
I want to thank all the people who donated last week. I know Mary did, and there's a bunch of others, but I don't have the list now, and the office didn't come in the office today.
Oh, we don't have a list.
The list, oh my gosh.
We're not going to call any wrong names,
No. I'm sure I'm calling. I know that... all the performance,
yes,
performance last week,
yeah,
donated.
Exactly.
Caribbean Voices, yeah, did the donation. Yeah. Also, let's go back to Slim Thing did, right, the donation.
The West Can Dancers.
West Can Dancers did the donation. And they, a few other people there.
They gave us the $100, of course. I also want to
They actually did 150.
$150?
Yeah, because they had sold some tickets also.
Wonderful.
And gave a donation.
Wonderful, so wonderful. But I did not go to the show last Sunday, you know.
Oh.
I got caught up in so many things, mm-hmm, you know.
Good. Well,
and
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Empress.
Yeah.
She impressed.
Wow.
Us again.
Wow.
And I give her two songs to come out next year in Trinidad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure them song could lick
oh,
up.
Oh, she's taking part in the Calypso competition next year. Hopefully.
Yeah, she did that. She did this year also.
Yeah.
And you know, something I give her from here. Who's and you know when I give a woman something. She just take
she
it well.
It.
Ouch.
Yeah, but it's the first time I met her last week, and you know she has a similar voice of singing Sandra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and she says to me everywhere I go, people tell me this. You know, but
and
yeah,
she look like Sandra.
Exactly. Yeah. The way how she starts, the way how she pitches the tune. You know,
yep,
her voice, everything.
So this is donation time, 514-848-7471.
Or you can donate online, cjlo.com.
Yes.
Just click on the button.
And you see a heart button, you go there.
You press the heart.
Press the heart and you can donate. And the empty the bank account.
Exactly.
Only joking.
And you will get a prize.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
All
you
right.
know, we have keychains. We have air muffs. What do you call it? Air plugs,
mm-hmm,
for your transistors.
When your husband is shouting at you too much, or when the wife shouting at the husband too much, put in the air plug.
We have tote bags, we have t-shirts, we have everything, you know. And the t-shirts are really, really, really well. Because I asked them, I says, is this t-shirt going to shrink in me?
Mm.
They says, no, this is the best quality, you know.
I'm going to play a song right now, right? And I want you, Neil, to tell me who is it. Who's playing? Who's this? Listen to this.
Is she a local artist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell them we'll be there. Reach out your hands to them.
You know, I don't know, but whoever she is, she has a wonderful, wonderful voice.
Give them some love.
I'm going to give you a tip.
Yeah. A hint.
A tip. When I say tip, you want money? I have no money for you, boy. I'm going to give you a hint. All right, so that recording was done right behind my back here.
Right.
Right in the studio.
And they're really busy today.
And, you know, and they're doing more. And this album came out about 5-6 years ago.
Wow. Is it the Caribbean Voices?
You're correct.
Yes. It sounds like the Caribbean Voices.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Caribbean Voices.
Sound like Carol.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Jenny Noel.
All right. That's who it is. All right.
What's your name? You don't get a prize, though.
You don't get a prize for that?
Give it to someone else.
Okay. So, all right. So, you called to make a donation?
I did already last week.
Oh, good for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and we know it's gonna work your while because we're gonna be doing things at the station that we're gonna try to upgrade and upbeat everything that's happening around here. All right.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks a lot, Jenny Noel.
Searching in vain, but we can.
A young Jenny Noel.
And this is the
Doggies.
Yeah.
Join our hands together and help to save some lives.
Reach out.
I'm proud of Doggies because now he's international recording artist.
Yeah, this one is about give some love to Haiti.
Yes.
We just have to lead the way.
That's Jenny.
Give them hope instead. So we can make the difference and make a better life.
I'm sure they're gonna be there next week.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna play something else that I love from them. Check this one out. Oh yes, this song I love. This one I love.
Mango.
Yeah. Oh yes, you love mango?
Yes.
How do you like to eat your mango? You cut it up and slice it up and
eat it? No, I eat it from the skin.
You eat it from the skin?
Yeah, just wash it.
And eat it from the skin.
And eat it.
Yeah. Eat the skin too, right?
I eat everything.
All the vitamins is in the skin.
Yeah, and I like when it stick up in my teeth.
Yeah, but you know how I love my mango?
Yeah.
I've been Grenada and I learned to do this in Grenada.
Yeah.
I like to suck my mango. You make it soft, and make a little hole at the top.
Yes.
And squeeze it and suck it.
Julie mango is the only mango I do that to.
Yeah.
Yeah. The others, I eat it from the skin.
Yeah, man, somebody sent me a text say that song we played about lend a helping hand to Haiti, put a helping hand out to Haiti. The artist who sing on that particular song was Jenny,
Noel,
Arlene,
yeah,
Doggies,
Carol,
and Wendy.
Oh, Carol is not there.
Yeah, Carol was only the director. She liked to wave her hand and shake her body.
She's the one with the wand, yeah.
The wand, yeah. And while we're at it, we like to thank them. Thank Caribbean Paradise, Caribbean Voices, for coming out last week and give us some really
serenading, of course,
enjoyment here at the radio station. Very, 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 very nice. And thanks for your donation. And we're gonna be always there for you.
They will be putting up the performances on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to go check it out could go to cjlo.com
mm-hmm.
and check it out.
Yes.
You know, everything that we do here at CJLO, we put it on the Facebook.
Yep.
And you just have to go to cjlo.com and check out our Facebook page and you will see everything that we do.
Yeah, man. And it's 514-848-7471. Mango, I tell you something, that was well done. We're going to take a quick break. And we are going to be back with more. And we're going to be back with more mango. We're going to be back with more callaloo. Eat the mango before you start your callaloo, okay? Because when you're done eating your mango, you're going to want to eat a lot of callaloo. So check this out. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO.
Check out Concordia Store's back-to-school deals. Huge savings on all of your back-to-school essentials, supplies, tech accessories, and Concordia gear. Show your color with the Concordia Crew at $24.99 or a $29.99 hoodie. Plus, save 25% on all backpacks. Concordia Stores. Find everything you need for school in stores or online at concordiastores.ca.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
Aye, aye.
I got a feeling. Yes. Oh my gosh, you're catching the feeling too.
I had the feeling long time.
Okay, where you feeling, Dan? Your eyes, your head, or your mouth? You tasting the feeling?
All over.
Oh God. Well, my feeling is start from my foot because I had to feel where I'm going.
Yeah, even
I walk in first.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, and lately here, I can't see very well, so I had to feel me where wrong. I'm catching me feeling where wrong.
You need a cane.
Yes. I'm not a cane, I have my hand.
You know, I want to tell you something about the CGLO Fund and Drive. Mm. You know, we had like so many things happening this week. Our bake sale was on Wednesday, you know. And I know some of my friends, they bought some chocolate brownies to sell and whatever. So I hope it was all sold out. And last night they had something called Big Shiny Tunes.
Yes, I missed that one. I was
17 bands were playing last night.
Yes, I know. I was supposed to go there, but I couldn't make it.
Yeah, but you could. I hope you could make it tonight because
tonight.
Yeah, tonight we're gonna be going to Blizzards.
Blizzards, where is
which
Blizzard?
Which is 3956 Boulevard Saint Laurent, right downtown, beautiful Montreal.
3956.
Yeah, it's near Marianne, around that area right there, right by the big park. You know, man. And it's only a $5 admission.
Nice.
And you know who's playing for us tonight?
Sugar face.
Oh my goodness. And
I'm going down there just to lick her face. I want just to lick her face.
And she can really play. She can really play.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's on Saint Laurent Boulevard tonight at 3956 Saint Laurent. It's called Blizzards. BLIZZARTZS. Right?
Yeah, man.
And CGLO, it's a collective group. It's called Club Dorks. Teaming up with CGLO for the dopiest party, they said, in Y2K of the year.
Uh-huh.
Dance the night away and explore the music of the 2000s, including dancehall, Afrobeat, rave, Euro France, R&B, even some soca music. That's going on tonight at Blizzards, which is at 3956 Boulevard Saint Laurent. The admission is $5. Doors open only at 10 p.m. and it goes until 3 a.m. So just go down there and enjoy yourself.
As we used to say in a long time, and over there at Soca Village and them places, party going on until 6
all night long.
6 if you're inside, we close the door and we go till 6.
You know, if them walls could talk,
if the walls could talk,
oh my God.
Well, let me tell you something, the walls them don't talk already, trust me, because I know everything that was going on until 6. You know, we used to go until 6. Sex. Go down low,
I know.
Give me a lot that tarato. Sing it out, hey,
you're bad.
When you push it back, tarato.
Remember those short pants that they used to wear? Those nice short pants.
I don't care what you say. The pants them these days shorter.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they don't wear no pants no more.
And flatter.
Yeah. They don't wear no pants no more. You bend over, they bend down and you see all you want to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh my gosh, these ladies or girls or whoever they are beautifully dressed.
Yeah.
I love how they dress. Oh yes, good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Hey, how you doing, Mary?
Miss Mary.
Not too bad.
Thank you for your donation.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, is one of my stations in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to thank the daughter also.
Oh, yeah, okay.
From Ottawa.
First one this morning. I made that donation on behalf of my daughter, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell her I feel when I see him.
Okay.
I was supposed to call you when I came back from New York, but evidently I took ill. I had no voice.
Okay, yeah, I know. That's why you wasn't here last week.
So how are you feeling now, Mary?
I'm feeling better, but just to let everybody know, Guyana Day in Brooklyn was a success.
Nice.
They had almost 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Always.
We hope to have it even bigger next year, okay?
Yep.
I think I sent you pictures.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice.
We have to support our own, right?
Mm-hmm.
That registration is happening, I'm also supporting, right?
Okay, okay. Wait, which one? I didn't, you cut off there a little bit.
It's a Dainese registration online.
Okay, online. What's it called?
Caribbean Power Jam Radio.
Caribbean Power Jam Radio.
And they're on Remsen Avenue in Brooklyn.
Remsen Avenue in Brooklyn. Yeah, man.
Maybe you're traveling far, all the way down to Remsen Avenue?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm there the other day. I was there for like 6 days, actually.
My stomping